This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
How's this for a yarn? What would you do if someone called you and said you'd won $16 million? What do you reckon you'd do if someone on the other end of the phone with a strange voice that you couldn't recognise, you reckon you'd celebrate, do you? That's interesting, because this has happened to a Sydney man, but what he did was hang up the phone. Last night, three Australians jointly won the $50 million Oz Lotto jackpot, each winning $16 million. Two of the winners were over the moon when they were told about their win. However, the third winner from Manly on the Northern Beaches didn't believe it when he got the call, and he hung up the phone. Matthew Hart from New South Wales Lotteries is on the line. G'day, Matthew.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Tell me that he's called back or you've called him back.
Yes, it all was... we finally did connect. So I basically, after the draw, we had the results and we saw there was a registered winner in New South Wales. So I jumped on the phone and I didn't get too far into the call and the man pretty much hung up on me. Then I thought, look, it's $16.6 million. I'll give it another go. So 5 minutes later, I tried again. And in that time, he'd had a bit of a think and maybe thought it was something to do with Oz Lotto. So we were able to talk further and actually confirm the win. And he was over the moon, jubilant. He was.
Did he apologize for hanging up?
He did apologise profusely. He said, and like many of us, you know, earlier that night he'd had a few marketing calls and things like that.
Oh, I see.
So, he did think it was a scam, but I was able to sufficiently prove that he was now a multimillionaire.
Wow, what's he going to do with 16 mil?
Well, look, he did not know what to say, to think, to do, but he does want to help his family. And he did say, too, interestingly, he actually picked his numbers and marked his entry based on his family's birth date. So that really worked for him. But he had a really nice philosophy. I mean, he said it was life-changing for him. But he said, look, I'm going to invest the money and live a happy life. And I thought, look, don't we all?
Well, good on him, and that's a nice story. Thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Good man. Matthew Hart from New South Wales Lottery. So the first time he got the phone call, he said, who is this really? And he hung up.